At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Hey, everybody. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB, it's back, baby. Who you picking to win the World Series? Better say Dodgers. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. Super easy, man. Get started. So just head on over to the website today. Use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BLEAV. That's BLEAV to receive your 50, that's 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you so much, BetOnline, for bringing this podcast to the people.
Hi, and welcome to Great News. It is our podcast that I do. I'm Kevin Ryder. This is Mike Catherwood. And we try to bring you stories of people actually being kind to each other so that it gives you a little more balanced view of the world. Not everybody is a Karen. Not everybody is a crazy person being angry at each other. There are a lot of people who are doing things that need to be reported on. So that's what we do.
Yeah. You summed it up perfectly, my friend.
No one's ever said that to me before. Subscribe and let your friends know if you love it. Even if you don't, subscribe because it's free. So what's it going to kill you? Mike always does an intro on his guitar. And I was thinking today, perhaps, and I think I've done this before, but I was thinking today, Michael Jackson, King of Pop. Quite good. That is not an easy impression to do.
I lose sight because he's such he's gone beyond being like a music star. Right. He's right. Michael Jackson's gone to like weird like Elvis territory where they're right. Almost like not real. But you listen to early Michael Jackson, especially Jackson 5, you forget he's such a ridiculously good singer. You know, he kind of almost got a parody of himself later in his career, but like he's really talented.
So your point here is that Michael Jackson's a good singer.
No. My point was that there's some people that their personality sometimes outshadows, it becomes something larger than their even talent. Like Ozzy's the same way.
Gotcha.
Like, well, Ozzy's because he's in the TV shows and he's so kind of a wacky dude that you lose sight of the fact that sometimes you go back and you listen, you're like, wow, Ozzy's really, really talented.
That is true. And I hope that's what people take away from this episode is Michael Jackson can sing.
And Ozzy too.
And Ozzy too.
Yeah.
Mike, this is going to be your favorite story of the week. Uranus needs to be probed is the headline. It's time for Uranus to be probed. According to researchers, for the past couple of decades, NASA has sent spacecraft to Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Now it's time for Uranus's close up.
Yeah, hell yeah.
A probe of Uranus is considered the highest mission. which I find funny. They plan on looking at the 27 moons before going all the way into Uranus. They hope to be able to land on the pelvic floor of the planet. And the deeper they get into Uranus, the more information they can get.
The pelvic floor? There's a...
There is. That's what they call it. And in space talk, that's what they call it.
Thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
The deeper they get into Uranus, the more information they get. Although there was a minor chance of getting stuck in Uranus before being able to pull back out in time. Yeah,
especially my anus.
Although with the first probe, they'll probably just use the tip, you know, just like you want to start easily.
Typically a fingers first.
It's a dangerous mission because something known as anurus leakage happens, and nobody wants that. No. Also, astronauts are worried about itching in and around Uranus, and that's not healthy.
Yeah, you got to check the fiber content of the atmosphere first.
Yes, that's going to be very complex.
Yeah.
And on one side of Uranus, there's a little volcano or fissure, as they call them. And they won't need to bring something to stand on, though, because there's already stool.
Kevin, I'm happy and I support this.
I was happy all the way through stool.
I just want to say, I want to point something out. And you maybe you're a very self-aware person, so maybe this does not come as news to you.
Okay.
But you're a grown man with a family and a really impressive long career. And that's the hardest I've seen you work on a story on Great News.
I really put a lot of effort into it.
I'm just saying, like put that into consideration. You put way more effort into that one than any other story ever. It was the Uranus double entendre one.
That's right. It was the Uranus junk.
Yeah, I'm actually, for once, I'm actually really happy to have you be the one bringing the bonehead stuff, and then I follow up with
excellent
the tearjerker.
Okay,
I'm bringing some Widowmakers today, Kevin. so we've there's a lot of like amazing, purely beautiful stories that we tend to cover on Great News, you know, heroics, charity, that kind of stuff. But then there's also these things that, albeit that's great news, it comes from something kind of dark. And this one comes from cognitive decline with aging, specifically Alzheimer's, you know, and it's just, and you told an amazing story, I believe last episode, of how you've dealt with that with your own father, and just a really like, I mean, mind blowing story that you told. But it is so hard to see someone you love in that way. But when there are those moments of clarity, I can imagine not only for the people involved, but for the nurses around and just it is so beautiful. And I mean, I had a hard time holding back the tears on this one, like the 15th time I watched it. So check it out. This is a young lady. This is a very old lady with Alzheimer's and she gets that one moment of clarity. So this man visits his wife for their 66-year anniversary.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. My precious Dan.
See, I thought you should remember you, honey.
Mm-hmm. I'll get you closer, okay?
That's my Dan.
Yes, it is, honey. It's your Dan.
But my Dan.
Your Dan's here, hon.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, sweetie.
So you could hear her saying, now this is a woman who literally doesn't recognize the nurses later in the day that have been tending to her earlier in the day.
Right.
And this, her husband of 66 years.
That's my Dan is one of the most beautiful things I've heard.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And it was like with utter conviction. Oh my God, that's my Dan, you know, and it just, I thought that was so beautiful.
That is beautiful.
But again, comes from something kind of, you know, unfortunate.
Mike, you're going to like the next one. We do a lot of animal stories here because animals make you happy.
Oh, yes.
It's just a part of life.
Unless so they eat you or eat your pets, which is something I've had to get used to.
Recently?
Is that I used to have this very broad idea that all animals are good and positive. And now I think my animals are great. And many of the animals that visit the farm are great. Many are super not great. And I super want to kill them.
And that's our great news.
Yes. No.
This is a story. You know how wildlife usually keeps its distance from human beings? But usually it's like, if human beings are walking by, there's not a lot of wildlife that comes out and shows itself because they don't really get along, I guess I should say. This video is a video of a squirrel that is on a basketball court. And there are guys out there trying to play basketball. And I'm telling you, the squirrel must have called I Got Next, because watch the squirrel trying desperately to play basketball with these people. It's pretty amazing.
The squirrel trying to ball.
What the fuck going on?
Hey, the squirrel trying to play basketball. Dead ass serious, shout him. Shout him trying to play ball. Oh, shit. It's a blessing. I got to stop being mad right now. It's a blessing.
Look.
He remind me of Don. Don Abby want to play ball all the damn time. I ain't never. Shout him want to play ball. Look at Shout want to play ball. Oh, shit.
It's pretty rock solid defense. I mean, that's like Rodman in his prime.
Hell no. That boy air chipmunk. That boy air squirrel. That boy air squirrel. Hey, oh shit. Hey man, we in the
jungle. That's really crazy.
Hey. Isn't that insane?
But we real ball player. Everybody got that celebrity, even squirrel. Come on,
man. Oh, sorry, I didn't listen to that part.
What?
I listened right up until the last word.
I didn't see the young man who's doing play-by-play, but I have an assumption that he was a fella who could get away with using that word.
Agreed, you know, but I should also know that it's there.
Yeah, sure. But
that
was amazing. But that was a B+ video.
Oh, how
that was
you?
A B+ video.
That and was a squirrel playing Dennis Rodman into, defense.
Hold on. You hold on. That was like a solid B+, maybe an A-, but that was made A+ by color commentary.
By the play-by-play, yeah.
That guy sent it to the next level.
I agree.
That's Air Chipmunk.
Air Chipmunk. That is great.
All right, Kevin. Here's another one. I told you I was bringing it today.
All right.
I got tired of doing a lot of, you know, Yennette Garcia's ass and vomit pranks and stuff.
And look, and you've got, like, you know what? You've got me for squirrel playing basketball. So
yeah, that's true. Good. That's true. I could sense that. So, another one that comes from a really dark place, but people responded in such a beautiful way. I thought I wanted to highlight this. This family's, they had the ultimate loss. They lost a child. And they continued for like a decade to fill this young man who passed on's piggy bank. Ooh. Until they got up to a pretty considerable amount of money. And instead, and now understand that this young man who died has siblings. So you could very easily understand if the brother and sister were like, well, let's hit up the GameStop, you know, like we got a couple of, they go around to supermarkets and baby and toy and like baby department stores, and they started secretly planting the money in the products to give gifts to other families in the name of their son. Check this out.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Slide it into like a baby sippy cup.
They're actually putting it in the items in the
Pampers. And look at the two brothers and the little sister.
Wow.
So they just walked around like a Target or something, looking at children's products, and decided that in the name of their son, they were going to gift other families so that they could kind of spread the love. And beautiful on the parents' part. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing to do. But the fact that the other siblings were so pumped on the idea, I thought that was so beautiful.
And that's also something that the other siblings will take with them as they grow up. And yep, they'll
turn in. Big lead by example, right?
Yes, and they'll turn into these kind of adults who will then produce children who are these kind of adults. So that, wow, that's a really amazing story, because who would have thought to do that? You'd think,
yeah, maybe I'll be very honest. I would never have thought to, maybe a charity or something, but the idea of just like, you know what, here, you know, here's a 20 and you're going to open up your diapers and be like, oh, okay.
Right.
You know,
that's fantastic. As you know, I'm a huge hockey fan. And the playoffs are going on right now. And there is a story out of Minnesota. The Minnesota Wild have a player named Ryan Hartman. And this is hilarious to me because they allow fighting in hockey. There's actual...
Very strange.
There's actual throw off the gloves. I'm going to punch you in the face as many times as I can fighting. But...
And, you know, it's very strange. But I also think that it's kind of important because, Kevin, you and I both know from years of working in... the media, that without question, this isn't open for debate, the coolest and easiest to deal with athletes are hockey players.
Hockey players, yes.
Okay. And I'm not talking crap about basketball, football, baseball players. A lot of them are very, very nice guys. But uniformly, hockey players are super nice.
Yes, true.
And so, our friend Petros Papadakis believes that it's because they regulate each other with punching each other in the face, and that they're constantly getting humbled by that. And if someone acts up, they know they have a goon that's going to come and punch you in your dome.
Right.
So they all kind of have this balancing.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I totally agree. But if you're in the NHL, you do not flip someone off.
No.
That will get you fined. You get fined for flipping somebody off in the NHL that allows fights. Yes. So this guy, Ryan Hartman, for the Minnesota Wild, was fined $4,500.
It's a real fine.
Yes, for flipping somebody off during a game. And some of the Wild fans were sending in money to pay his fine. But watch what he did with it instead, what he did with all the money that came in.
Had a very, very warm reception to this today here, the end result of this. You know, you don't want kids to be inspired by Ryan Hartman's on-ice hand gesture last week, but certainly inspirational is what became of it. The donation to Children's Minnesota today, very much appreciated.
We may not be proud of the gesture that led to this, but the result is pretty remarkable.
The way this story ends with a hockey jersey-wearing wild animal who sports a pretty impressive mullet.
Oh, yeah. It's his signature style.
Presenting a giant check to a hospital.
You can't even imagine something this special happening.
Well, none of that's nowhere near as bizarre as the week that got us to this point.
And we work for weeks and weeks to come up with a fundraiser like this. And in 3 days, Ryan Hartman raises $30,000 with... You know, not a lot of heavy lifting.
Ryan Hartman is jumping in there.
It all began with a bit of pugilism that hockey fans often embrace.
Ryan Hartman, we all know he's got a little sandpaper.
Led to Ryan Hartman's middle finger extended at the Oilers' Evander Kane, which the NHL does not embrace, who fined Hartman $4,250.
I've been fined a few times in my career, and it's the first time we've had a fan base that's trying to help pay it off for me.
It began as a joke when Wild fan Allie Cook posted on social that she'd found Hartman's Venmo address and donated. In a sign of how much Kane is polarizing, donations poured in, including from Kane's ex-wife. And Hartman's phone went crazy.
I get three messages for every one Venmo, yeah. So I had to turn some notifications off.
Because the Wild has partnered with Children's Minnesota since the franchise began, it quickly became the clear choice to donate the donations, which only inspired more donations.
Regardless of how you feel about what went down on the ice, people responded.
$30,877, not 1 cent going towards the fine and turning a bad gesture into a good one.
It's just an incredibly inspiring moment about what really matters in life. And it's standing with these little kids who are facing battles that a lot of us can't even imagine.
Isn't that crazy? $30,000 the fans sent in, really to pay his fine. And he ended up paying it himself. I also would like to point out, he flipped the guy off.
Yeah.
Take it easy. News coverage with the, we don't want to encourage this kind of bad behavior because it was such an awful thing that happened on the ice. Take it easy.
I was thinking, like, if other sports adopted, like if MMA had a rule of no middle finger, Nick and Nate Diaz would be like $700 million in debt.
And you wouldn't be able to show one of their fights because they flip people up during fights.
That's cool, man. That was cool. I like that. I enjoyed that very much. And again, I always have this weird thing about people. They make like this poo-poo about the motives or the background about where this money came from. I don't give a flying. This is what I say to them. Here, find me, fuckers. Because 30 grand went to Children's Hospital by choice of someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, so who cares if that it was a middle finger? You know, people, that's part of being human is that you make mistakes and you adjust from them. And I think that that's about as good of an adjustment as you can make.
Agreed. All right, Mike, let's flip each other off so people can
find
Photoshop
me.
Us in. Photoshop us in someplace. Wow, you have the face and everything. Good work.
My friend John Leiterman is going to you are going to really regret photoshopping it because the stuff he's made of Dr. Drew and I in like bathhouses and Playgirl.
Everybody but him photoshopped that.
Here's the thing about law school, Kevin.
Yes, tell me, Mike. How did you?
I don't understand this. And tell me if you agree. I don't understand this because law school is so freaking hard, like so crazy demanding, and it taxes you emotionally and intellectually just to the extreme. And then passing the bar is really hard.
And really, this is for the people who are the smartest people in school and high school before they even go to college. Yeah.
How come I meet attorneys? I never meet an MD. I never meet an MD. That sure, I mean, they may not be the smartest in certain subjects, but you meet a doctor, a real legit MD. You're always like, well, that guy, that gal's got their stuff together. They seem
like impressive.
Somehow I've met attorneys, real attorneys, practicing attorneys. That I'm like, how does this guy tie his shoes in the morning? How is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you notice that? Like,
how did you pass the bar? How is that even possible?
Went to a law school, finished, and then passed the bar. How? But yet, I many times will meet a attorney. Okay, that's my little rant.
Okay.
This teacher served a very long time as a very well-respected law school teacher at Missouri University. And look at the turnout that was given to this man for his final class teaching.
Wow.
I just thought that was really special, man, because
the power of teachers, and we've talked about teachers a lot, the power of teachers, one teacher can change someone's entire life. And that's the power that they have. And clearly this guy can not only tie his shoes, but is changing lives. That's absolutely beautiful.
You know, I think that that's probably it. And any one of us, understandably, would have that response to say like a grade school teacher, you know, because you're like, wow, you're taking these really malleable minds and you're changing them for the positive.
Seem like that's the age where they can do the most good.
Right.
Yeah.
But you think about it, you're 20, you know, you and I like put yourself in that and you're kind of wayward. Even if you are a smart person, you graduated from your undergrad and now you're like 22 and you're like, do I really want to do this? And to have someone there to kind of be your rock to support you and guide you is it's truly, truly amazing.
That's really great. I love that. And that's our great news. If you like it, subscribe, please, and let your friends know about it. Mike is now going to do a closing in the voice of the Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster. I love cookies. And it's an outro. I love cookies. It's an outro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Michael here to give you great news. I put you.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.